An urn has been created from ivory to hold the remains of Thailand's top religious leader. The production of the urn comes as the country faces international pressure to stop the illegal trade of ivory. Thailand is said to be the world's largest market for unrestricted ivory sales. Supreme Patriarch Samdetra Nayansabara died last October at the age of 100. A ceremony will be held next year to move his burned remains into an urn or container made of ivory. 95% of Thailand is Buddhist. The Supreme Patriarch, or Sanghara, headed the Sangha Supreme Council. He directed all Buddhist monks in Thailand. He was appointed by the king at the suggestion of the prime minister. 10 kilograms of ivory were used to make the urn. They were taken 3 years ago from the tusk of a 70-year-old male elephant named Thongbai. Tusks of captive elephants are sometimes cut from the animals for health reasons. But some Buddhist leaders have urged their followers and religious centers to reject the use and trade of ivory, even if it comes from captured elephants. They note that the demand for ivory causes illegal hunting and killing of elephants. The elephant is a respected animal in Buddhism and across Thailand. Brahmaha Napan Santidhado serves as one of the leaders of the Golden Mount Temple in Bangkok. He says Buddhists should not take actions which would cause more animals to be harmed. He says they should not even think about it.
In the case it's not harming any elephant, it would be fine, but we have to be careful about the message that we send to the society that, oh, it would be regret if we can do the urn from the ivory and maybe it caused a new circle of destroying elephant life.
Thai tradition considers ivory a pure and fine material. Donating ivory for the urn of a highly respected person is considered good. Other materials suggested for the Supreme Patriarch's urn were criticized. Gold is only to be used for members of Thailand's ruling family, and critics judged materials like marble, ceramic, or wood as too common. Brahmaha Napan says publicity about the Supreme Patriarch's ivory urn provides a chance to educate Buddhists.
We have to respect both sides, the environmentalists and the ones who have a strong belief in making merit. That's a great chance to educate both of them.
Sales of ivory from captive elephants are legal in Thailand, but the kingdom has no ivory registration system. So, knowing where the product came from is not possible. TRAFFIC is an organization that watches over wildlife trade. It says, lack of a registry creates a way to bring illegal ivory from African elephants into the Thai marketplace. Many Thais do not know of the link between ivory and wildlife crime. Nipon Chodiban heads Thailand's National Parks and Wildlife Agency. The official is calling for an amendment to existing legislation. The amendment would help bring ivory trade within the country under control. I'm Jerry Watson. This report is based on a story from VOA correspondent Steve Herman in Bangkok. Words in the news. Recommendation, noun. A suggestion about what should be done. Legislation, noun. A law or set of laws made by a government. Critics, noun. People who express a reasoned opinion on any matter, especially involving a judgment of its value, truth, righteousness, beauty, or technique. Marketplace, a place where products are bought and sold. The area of economic activity in which buyers and sellers come together and the forces of supply and demand affect prices. Environmentalists, noun, people who work to defend air, water, animals, plants, and other natural resources from pollution and its effects. Now, it's your turn to use these words in the news. In the comments section, write a sentence using one of these words, and we will provide comment on the use of vocabulary and grammar.